National Down Syndrome Awareness Day is held on the 20th of October, and obviously this day is commemorated to create awareness around Down Syndrome. And I'm so chuffed to have a delightful human being with me today, Jess Roberts. Hello, Jess. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Hello, Jane. Thank you so much for having me here.
So your beautiful son, Luke, actually brought us together. I ended up just finding his Instagram feed some which way, and he just crept into my heart, and we've become connected since. Tell me about your journey.
When I was 20 weeks pregnant with Luke, our gynae picked up that there was an effusion on his heart, which is a small hole on his heart. The gynae said to us, there really isn't much to worry about, but he was going to send us to the neonatal specialist just as a precaution. At the neonatal specialist appointment, he said he isn't even concerned about the effusion on the heart. He's more concerned about the underdeveloped nasal bone, which is one of the soft markers for Down syndrome. So we weren't really given a choice, or at that stage it felt like we weren't really given a choice. We were kind of told that we needed to do the amniocentesis straight away, which we did. It was one of the most horrific things I've ever done. And we got a phone call from the neonatal specialist on the Friday to say that our son had a 99.9% chance that he would be born with Down syndrome.
What's going through your mind at that stage?
Not too much. It was quite a blur that time. Weird though, we in the wait for the results, we knew that the results would come back positive for Down syndrome. And this kind of peace transcended on us. It was so strange. Although that wait was so long, it afforded us time to kind of get our head around it. And when we got the phone call from the specialist, we were kind of like, we know already, and it's okay. It's going to be okay.
And terminating was never an option?
No, not at all. My husband, John, and I actually didn't really even have a conversation about it. It was just kind of a given. And I don't know if it was a leap of faith or a connection to my unborn child already, but there was absolutely no ways.
When you look back on that stage of your journey with Luke, what emotion do you feel?
It's quite a tough one because there was a whole heap of emotions. Fear, guilt of mourning this child that is alive inside of you, kicking. You can feel your child. But feeling guilty at mourning the loss of the child that you thought that you would have.
Right. Tell me about that moment when he was born and given to you and you saw his face for the first time. Look at my eyes.
It was an incredible moment. He was completely swollen. We had quite a traumatic birth. I'd gone into labor. I was in labor for about 8 hours. So we were rushed into an emergency Caesar. Luke was fully engaged and stuck. So when he came out, he was swollen. He was like a purple little grub, and he was whisked away to the NICU because he actually wasn't breathing properly. But once we knew that everything was okay, and looking at that little sausage in his crib, oh my gosh, it was just, yeah, it was love at first sight, honestly.
What has society's reaction been to Luke?
We haven't really given society a chance to have any kind of negative feedback. John and I attended some support groups in our area, and there was a lady with a son who was born with Down syndrome. He was 19, so this was 2 years ago. And she gave me the best piece of advice that anyone has ever given me. She said, if you're okay with who your son is, then everyone else is going to be okay, because you are going to portray that light and that love and that joy. And yeah, we've just adopted that mantra. And we've wanted to celebrate and shout about our son, so that's what we've
and
done.
And you do. I feel such celebration whenever I'm near pictures of him, and I feel his emanating joy and his presence. It's just, he is so tangible. Has there been anything difficult about being a mum of a Down syndrome child?
Yeah, there have been moments. I mean, Luke goes to a mainstream school, so every day he is with typical children. And I try and attend every play date with his peers. And seeing him wanting to cling to me a little bit more because he's feeling a bit overwhelmed, or at the point when he wasn't walking, you know, not being able to join in with those games, those were tough moments. But again, if you're okay with it, then everything just kind of falls into place. There haven't been a lot of moments that I found tough, and I think we under no illusions that Luke is still little and that those tough moments may come once he grows.
And of course, having little Holly, who's 9 months old, do you sometimes feel or find yourself gravitating more towards Luke as opposed to Holly? Because there is a saying, and not saying that he's weak, but your attention goes to where the weaker child is. So by conventional standards, maybe feel the gravity pull towards him more than her?
100%. I mean, I have the same amount of love for both of my children,
of
but there is a different kind of love for Luke, and I constantly have to check myself and say, Holly is going to have her own challenges, and she's going to, not only because she will have a sibling with extra needs, but because she's her own completely different person. So yes, I do definitely have to check constantly.
When I chatted to Ruta Lampman and I asked her what the greatest lesson she'd ever taught her children, she said that when she chatted to Anton Harbour, he had said, "You think you're shaping your children, but they're actually shaping you." Is there a resonant or a standout lesson that Luke has taught you?
Absolutely. Prior to having Luke, I think I fixated completely on potentially some things that I shouldn't have fixated on, you know, material things or being overly competitive, you know, those kind of things. Luke has taught me to take a step back and to look at life with a new pair of eyes. He's opened my eyes up to a whole new world, a world where things aren't necessarily perfect in the conventional sense. And I think that lesson that he's taught me is to look at imperfection with a new set of eyes and see the beauty and the joy and the uniqueness and the life emanates from it.
I love the way you call him your homie with an extra chromie. I mean, that is just the coolest thing I've ever heard. So obviously the 20th is about awareness. If you were able to stand on the top of a building and say something to a collected group about Down syndrome, what would it be?
That it's not scary. That it is probably one of the most beautiful things that I've ever witnessed. And not just Luke, like all of his friends and other people and children born with Down syndrome that I've met are just the most amazing individuals. And I think also Luke was born with Down syndrome. He isn't Down syndrome. He is his own little person with his own unique personality. He just happens to have an extra chromosome, really. So yeah, I just want to shout about the worth of people born with Down syndrome and the joy that they bring.
Jeez, thank you so much for your time, and lots of love to Luke and Holly.
Thank you so much for having me, Jane.